Hello, and thank you for joining us for Broncos TV Live from training camp. I'm Phil Milani with Matt Boyer and Andrew Mason. We got an excellent show on tap for you. Derek Wolfe will join us in segment two, but first let's talk about day nine of training camp.
Well, I thought the biggest takeaway from day nine was the fact that a lot of the veterans weren't in, well, nobody was in pads, but none of the veterans that Kubiak had set aside practice, guys like Brandon Marshall, TJ Ward, Chris Harris, those guys didn't see reps. Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders on the offensive side of the ball also sat out. Coach Kubiak has said repeatedly he likes to give those types of guys, well-established veterans, the day off, and so those guys got some much-needed rest. And that allowed for guys like Benny Fowler, Cody Latimer, Jeff Heirman, to get needed reps, to get Lorenzo Doss was another guy on the defensive side of the ball. All of those guys got much-needed practice in place of the veteran guys that were able to sit out.
Yeah, the rest also much needed for some guys along the offensive line. One guy who didn't get a vet day but wasn't out there was Tyson Brailo. He's still out with that hyperextended elbow. Mace, is this starting to become a concern that this unit isn't going to mesh just quite yet?
Well, I think there's some concern about it, but at the same time, you also want to get a look at what a lot of these guys down the depth chart can do. So it's not altogether the worst thing. It certainly hurts cohesion. But then again, it would hurt cohesion just because Russell Okung is being brought along slowly as he comes off the offseason shoulder surgery. So you'd have some shuffling anyway. It's just exacerbated. Not only Sembrilo, but also Max Garcia is still limited. He saw some team period work today. Robert Myers, he missed yesterday. He was limited today, so saw a lot of different faces out there. Matt Paradis had the day off. You had James Ferentz working in there. You even saw Dylan Day get a few first-team snaps. Darian Weems is getting a look at guard. So it's giving you a chance to see these guys, but at some point, probably in the next couple of weeks, you want to figure out that starting five and get that group some cohesion.
It was already going to be a group of new guys along the offensive line. Head coach Gary Kubiak was asked about it today and didn't seem too worried just yet.
They're all going to be there, but this is training camp. So I'd love for them all to be working together and everybody be perfect and healthy and things going on. But, that's not happening right now. But we'll get them there eventually. But what we're finding out is, you're watching Weems play, you're watching Ferentz, and you're watching some guys really become some good players.
So Kubiak liking what he's seen so far from the younger guys, Weems and also Ferentz. Mace, that time of the show, your player of the day.
Well, start with Trevor Siemian. He's had some good days, but what we've seen a lot from him over the course of the week is a lot of check down type stuff. Well, today we saw him come out and go deep. They had a period where the offense had the ball at its 1 yard line, and the offense had to get out from that unfavorable situation. Now, good block from C.J. Anderson set up. He had blitz pickup on Zaire Anderson. But Siemian uncorked a strike to Benny Fowler up the left sideline past two defenders. And it just seemed like that completion propelled him all day. I thought this was Simeon's best day, which is saying something because he's had a lot of good days. He's not making mistakes, but now he's starting to throw deep, challenge the defense more often. He had a nice 25-yard pass late in practice. Great day for him.
Funny that you mentioned Benny Fowler because that was your guy for today.
Yeah, I think Mace took the thunder right there. I think that Benny Fowler had his best day of camp so far. We talked to him earlier in the camp, and he had mentioned that he's not seeing his competition as being for that number three job. He's competing with Emmanuel Sanders and Demaryius Thomas. And today it showed because he really asserted himself as one of the top guys for that number three spot and maybe even into consideration for, a higher spot down the road. However, I do think that his play today drew a lot of eyes. It had a lot of praise from the coaches, and it also drew a lot of praise from his wide receiver mate, Emmanuel Sanders. So Benny Fowler all around taking advantage of his opportunity.
Coach Kube giving DT and Emmanuel the day off gives us the chance to step up in a starter role and embrace that. I think for the receivers, pads or no pads, it's really the same thing. You still have to go against one-on-one defense with the DBs. So I think it's kind of the same thing. I'm just glad it was cool outside today.
I mean, Benny Fowler's been making plays. Cody's been making plays. Jordan Taylor's been making plays. I mean, the guys in the front office definitely got a tough decision to make in terms of who they're going to keep, because every guy out here has been making a lot of plays. And it's a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a very positive thing that we got so much depth that they have to make a tough decision, because I feel like the wide receiver core can be the central point of this offense and of this team.
And you heard it from Sanders right there. He does feel like this core group of wide receivers that we've seen at camp can be something that the Broncos can build around. Guys like Jordan Taylor, Benny Fowler, Cody Latimer, all guys who are contributing right now to make this wide receiver core one of the best that we've seen in camp for a while.
Yeah, most definitely. We heard Kubiak talk about it too on the podium, talking about how fierce the competition will be there. Also on the defensive side, the wide receivers are deep, and so is the safety position.
Yeah, with T.J. Ward and Darian Stewart having the day off, we saw a lot of Shiloh Kao and Justin Simmons. But it's Simmons that I want to talk about, because he had the biggest defensive play of the day. It's, you know, Sanchez, he finds Garrett Graham. You know, it looks like it's going to be a completion, and then Simmons just comes right up, strips the ball out. The ball doesn't hit the ground, just takes it from him. It's like, okay, that's mine. You know, with Simmons, you know he's got good range, but there's some question about his size. Is he strong enough? But when he makes plays like that on a tight end who's 30, 40 pounds bigger than him, just takes the ball, that's a great sign for what he can do.
Yeah, that's a play like that. That's something we've seen from Von Miller in the past, just taking the ball away from the quarterback. Von Miller also had a special guest out here. We saw Paxton Lynch have a special guest yesterday. Today, Von inviting out Riley Fox. She's a 17-year-old high school football player from just outside in Fort Worth, Texas. She's a field goal kicker there. She came out to practice today, part of the WE program, and she had a chance to meet one of her favorite players, Von Miller.
Hi, I'm Riley.
Riley, I'm Vaughn. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too. Good, good. Yeah.
How you enjoy practice today?
Yeah, it was good. You did
it's pretty good.
Yes, this is my sister.
Nice to meet you.
How's it going?
This is my mom.
I'm Vaughn. Nice to meet you. Nice glasses.
This is my brother.
How's it going, buddy? Vaughn, nice to meet you guys.
A really cool moment here out at the UC Health Training Center there today. She got an autograph from Vaughn, got a whole tour of the facility. We'll have a lot more on DenverBroncos.com of her complete tour and the whole day for there for Fox.
And Von Miller does deserve a lot of praise, because he's done this a couple of times already this training camp. You know, I think he feels very comfortable in his role as a leader on this team, to be able to say to, you know, his fans and people around the team to say, hey, you know, I'm going to include you in this, or I'm going to include you in that. So kudos to him for, you know, doing a very charitable thing and bring a lot of people out to practice.
Yeah, that was a really cool moment. She also got to meet with head coach Gary Kubiak and also president and CEO Joe Ellis.